The Gemara in Daf Gimel Alf brings on the story with Rabbi Elazar ben Chasman and Rabbi Yochanan ben Ruka that they went shahalchu lehakbel pnei Rabbi Shua bePekin. They went to be mekabel pnei Rabbi Shua in Pekin. Why did they go to greet Rabbi Shua in Pekin? So Rashi says that Yom Tov Hayu is Yom Tov shechayv adam mechabedes Rabbi b'akbalas panim. Person is mechayv to be mechabedes Rabbi by be mekabel panov. Kedaminim esachas Rosh Hashanah, like we say in Rosh Hashanah, maduat halachas elav hayam lechadosh lo Shabbos. And he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara says it's a chiyuv to be mekabel pnei Rabbi beregel, and that's why they went to be mekabel panov of Rabbi Shua. Now, from this Rashi, Luchai could ask a shtaka kasha on a famous chiddush of the Nerdi Behuda. And the Nerdi Behuda has a tshuva in which he's bothered with the kasha that the Chachamim asked, that the poskim don't seem to bring down this halacha of chayv adam lahakbo pnei rabba beregel. And the question is, why not? Why is this not brought down lahalacha? And the Nerdi Behuda wants to be mechadish that this din is not noig after the churban beis hamikdash, because he brings the Gemara in Kiddush, and the Gemara says he has said that shal yeh kvaidim ruvim mikavet shemayim. You can't give more kavet to your rabbi than you do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, therefore, bizman hamikdash, it makes sense how there could be a chiyuv to mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. You go, everyone in the Gemara go and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the beis hamikdash, who then you could go be mekabel pnei rabbi. But bizman hazeh, where there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel anymore, there's no beis hamikdash. So if you would go be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel, you're giving more kavod to your rabbi than you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. You're not going to the beis hamikdash, but you're going to your rabbi, and therefore after the churban, this mitzvah be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel became batal, and that's why the poskim didn't bring it down. So that's his gemara kachidush that the Nerdi Behuda says that bizman hazeh, after the churban, there's no mitzvah to be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. So lechar from Rashi over here, he's not like that. Rashi is saying clearly over here that these Tanaim went to be mekabel pnei rabbi because of the din of chayv adam lahakbel pnei rabbi beregel. And bepashas this ma'aseh happened after the churban. This is in the days of Rabbi Shua and Pekin, in the days of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as the Gemara says. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was his nesias was la'achah the churban, as Tosfos says in Shabbos and Daf Nundalad. So the pashas says this ma'aseh is happening la'achah the churban, and yet we see there is a chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. Lechar, this is a ha'ara on the Nerdi Behuda. And I thought maybe perhaps you could answer al piya you said from the Emek Bracha. There's a similar Gemara in Sukkah, which is also Shemen Nari Behuda. The Gemara there in Daf Yudam Beis talks about these Amoraim who were going on the road, and they were putter from Sukkah because there were Shluchim Mitzvah. Rashi learns that there's Shluchim Mitzvah to be Mekabel Pnei Rabba Beregel. And the same kasha over there, we're dealing with Amoraim after the Churban, obviously, and yet Rashi says that there'd be Mekan the Mitzvah Hakbel Pnei Rabba Beregel. It seems to be a Raya connecting the Nari Behuda that the Mitzvah applies even after the Churban. Now, over there, there's another kasha which the mitzvah basin asks, how b'chlau could a mitzvah darabanan of be mekabel pnei rabbi regel pater you from mitzvah sukkah, which is a mitzvah daraisa? L'chare, a mitzvah darabanan is not going to pater you from a mitzvah daraisa. And the Emek Bracha answers that kasha. He says that you could answer that kasha because even though the chiyuv to mekabel pnei rabbi regel is only a chiyuv darabanan, but the kiyum is a kiyum daraisa. The kiyum daraisa, it's a kiyum daraisa of kavod harav. And you go to mekabel panav, you're mekabel, mekayim the mitzvah, be mechabed rabbi, which is a mitzvah daraisa, and that mitzvah daraisa, even though it's a mitzvah kiyumis, could pater the mitzvah of sukkah. That's what the Emek Bracha says to answer the kasha of the mitzvah basin. And based upon that, you could answer, and I found that the magia in the back of the Emek Bracha, the mevila beis hatfus, or Belezer Zev Devaritz, he says this teres, he says that can answer the kasha and the Rebbe Huda as well. That it's true that there's no chiyuv to mekabel pnei rabbi mizman hazeh, because you can't have a chiyuv, can't make a chiyuv more than kavod shemaim, but a kiyum there is. Avada, there's a kiyum of kavod rabbi, and therefore they went to be mekayim the din of kavod rabbi, even though there's no chiyuv, but lemaisa there's a kiyum of be mechabel rabbi, based on this din of be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. So maybe if you that, you could say over here as well that in echinami there's no chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi beregel, but a kiyum there's a kiyum of be mechabel rabbi. And that is why they went to be mekabel panav, even though there's no chiyuv. It's still a little bit tzarchin from Rashi's lashon. Rashi's lashon is that shechayev adam lechabed as rabbi bagbalas panim. It's mashu that there's a chiyuv, and lefina Nerdi Behuda there's no chiyuv, unless you say the Rashi means that he's going on the ikar din. The ikar din is that there's a chiyuv to mekabel nerabba beregel. Bizman hazeh there's no chiyuv anymore because of what Nerdi Behuda is saying. But a kiyum there would be, and they're going to be mekayim the din, even though there's not an absolute chiyuv. But on Kopanim, the Pashas of Rashi is Shtekel Ha'ara and the Nerdi Behuda. L'char, it is Masha from here. The Pashas is that there would be a Chiv to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Regel, even Bizman Hazeh.